Tribes and conservationists are celebrating a decision by the U.S. Supreme Court that upholds tribal treaty fishing rights. The ruling in the so-called Culverts case is an especially important victory for those who knew the late Billy Frank Jr., whose tireless activism in the 1960s and 70s laid the groundwork for this case. More from 88.5 Environment reporter Bellamy Palethorpe.
A sharply divided U.S. Supreme Court reaffirmed the Ninth Circuit's ruling requiring Washington State to fix hundreds of faulty culverts that block salmon migration, and the state has to do so on a strict timeline. The ruling has special resonance for Willie Frank Jr. III, an elected council member with the Nisqually Indian Tribe. He's named after his dad, Billy Frank Jr., and he says he got the news via text message on his cell phone.
It brought a lot of smiles to my face. You know, it made me think about my dad a lot, who spent his whole life advocating for our salmon and protecting our treaty rights here in the state of Washington.
Willie is 36. His dad died 4 years ago. He says this ruling reminds him how well his father taught him. He also remembers the special way Billy Frank Jr. would swear at times like these.
And I could see him saying that today, and I could see him smiling down just on the ruling and the decision for all of our tribes. You know, and not just him, but all of our elders who spent their lives fighting for our treaty rights.
He says he hopes this ruling affirms tribal rights all over the United States, not just in Washington, the way the Bolt decision did when it came down in 1974. Bellamy Palethorpe, 88.5 News.